With Connecticut Public Radio News, I'm Diane Orson. Some 16 years ago, New Haven's fire department was roiled by a controversy over race and promotions. Supposedly race-neutral tests were administered to determine who would move up in rank to captain and lieutenant, but no black firefighters scored high enough to gain promotion. The city scrapped the test results and then got hit with a discrimination lawsuit by 19 white firefighters and one Latino. The resulting controversy saw the case go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now that case has inspired a play produced in the very same city. Good Faith starts tomorrow at the Yale Repertory Theater. The piece is based on conversations with real people affected by what happened. I invited playwright Karen Hartman and director Kenny Leon into our New Haven studio to talk about taking a controversial lawsuit and creating theater. Karen Hartman and Kenny Leon, welcome to Morning Edition.
Morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Karen, there are five characters in the script for Good Faith, and one of them is a writer who frequently talks straight to the audience. And early on, she talks about getting a call from a renowned institution nearby that asked her to dramatize a multi-year racially charged Supreme Court case involving a bunch of firefighters. Is that how it happened?
Guilty, yes. That is how it happened.
And why did you agree?
Well, I agreed for a couple of reasons. First of all, I was excited to be commissioned by Yale Reps. Second of all, I'm always trying to figure out how to get big political conversations into a scale that will fit into the theater. In the theater, you kind of have to love being in a little box. And this just struck me as such a huge American story that's rooted in this one city to kind of wrangle onto stage. So I was excited about that.
The writer says that she's decided to leave the real people to their own words. So what we see are four separate conversations taking place in different places, at a fire academy, at a Greek diner here in New Haven. Why'd you decide to structure the play that way?
First of all, the case exists historically, so I knew I didn't want to build a kind of fake courtroom drama where the big surprise is how it ends. And this play becomes a story of an aftermath of a decision. This is a decision that had an effect on the New Haven Fire Department. Each person in this play follows a path that strikes them as fair and just. And this is a play about conflicting ideals of fairness and justice, and also who gets our empathy in a story about fairness and justice.
Kenny, let's talk about working on a new play with a script that's actually changing as the rehearsal process is underway. How does that affect what you do as a director?
First of all, it's for me, it's deciding what's going to be exciting in my life. You know, the last two Broadway plays I've done, Children of a Lesser God and now American Son, was all about Americans listening or not listening to each other. And then you get an opportunity to work with Karen Hartman, and her play is an extension of those two Broadway plays. It's about, are we really listening to each other? It's a big subject, but an intimate play.
This play deals with people who are not only alive, but some of them are working one block from this studio. Does that affect what you think about as you create this play?
Yes and no. I call the play an imaginative response to conversations and transcripts. So it's not completely verbatim. I am always listening through the eyes and ears of the real people and thinking, am I being fair to their voice, to their spirit? On the other hand, I'm not thinking, can I please every one of these people who I spoke with? Because then you don't have that rawness that you want. So what we are trying to deliver are complex human beings, warts and all, which means nobody's perfect, but everybody is fully human.
If I were to add to that, it's like in real life, in personal life, I'm a Christian, or I try to be. And so I always look at, like, how do you look at someone's total life? You know what I mean? Like, how you look at the whole life. So there is no way you can, like, in 2 hours put these people under a microscope and judge their lives. A great play lets you find yourself in the play. That's what I'm trying to create with Karen Hartman, trying to figure out a door or window for all human beings to come through that they may learn from these four or five people things about their lives that inspired this play.
Kenny works in a very deep and holistic way with each actor. He's got to find the full truth of that performer's humanity and how that meets the humanity of the person on the stage. And so, in fact, there came a point, you know, they're Googling, and at a certain point, Kenny said, step off that, look at what's on the page, look at where that meets you, stop watching the YouTube videos, find that person, that character in yourself and in the story.
Karen Hartman and Kenny Leon, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Playwright Karen Hartman and director Kenny Leon were talking about the world premiere of Good Faith, four chats about race and the New Haven Fire Department, which starts tomorrow and runs through February 23rd at the Yale Repertory Theater. This is Connecticut Public Radio.